The container ship Dolly hit one of the bridge's main support columns and it tumbled down early this morning. That rescue operation underway. The port there is closed. But KOW's John McDevitt tells us that Philadelphia's port is prepared to receive diverted cargo ships now.
The dozens of cargo ships headed towards or stuck in the Port of Baltimore can be carrying anything from nuts to Nissans. In fact, it's the busiest port of car shipments in the U.S. Around 850,000 cars and light trucks went through the port last year. Ryan Mulvey is the Director of Government and Public Affairs at Philiport. He says thoughts and prayers are going out to the victims' families. They are ready to lend support. The port is equipped to handle cargo ships that are in need of an alternative port because of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
I think we all showed during COVID that we can rely on each other and rally, and whether it's a pandemic or a tragedy, we'll find a way through the port community, through our truckers and labor, you know, to make sure that these goods continue to move. We just want to, you know, give proper time.
The head researcher for the global freight booking platform Freightos says ship traffic entering and leaving the Port of Baltimore has been suspended indefinitely, and that requires rerouting vessels or their cargo to other ports, potentially causing congestion and delays for importers. John McDevitt, KOW News Radio 103.9 FM.